Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far. In the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. I'm my man, Father Time, who's making all that noise in the background. Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Liquor Store, what's good with you?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Nothing much. Chilling, network politicking like we always do about this time.
Oh.
It's been a long day, boy. I felt like motherfucking Eddie Kane myself sliding in this motherfucker tonight. But, hey, work got to get done.
For sure.
So how everybody feeling tonight?
Chilling. Tired.
All right. Yeah. So, I can't even get mad at Janine because I'm sliding in just as late as she is. So, Janine, what's happening?
Hello. How's everybody?
Sliding in with you, shit. All
right. Oh, I'm on time then. Okay.
Nah, we both just late this time. But now, check this out. I want to jump right into this. Okay. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know how current everybody is with this Facebook thing. You know, how often you go on it. But I've seen something to me. Me personally, this was a little disturbing. They have straight men, well, so-called straight men, and I'm going to use the term so-called because that's what I'm getting out of it. I can't believe that they're straight men that modeling miniskirts.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is why we need CNCRadioShow.com so we can post the pictures so everybody can see what the fuck we talking about. But don't worry, it's on the way real soon. But, I mean, you got men out here modeling mini skirts and doing this and that and making it fashionable for our youth to, you know, our youth to look at this like this is okay. And, I mean, as mothers, and I've heard Liquor Store and I heard you also, Janine, said that, you know, y'all got boys and, you know, and some, not to say that nobody has deadbeat dads, but, you know, y'all have to do a lot of the parenting y'all selves. I mean, to see a child come in the house with a halter top on or something that you know that only back in the day only females would wear. And they say this was hot now, Ma. I mean, do you think that they're trying to push this homosexuality on the kids now?
Mm-hmm. I don't say they're trying to push homosexuality on them. I think what they're trying to do is glorify it like it's you know, all right. You know, several months ago they had the first boy win the prom, you know, win prom queen, you know. And
what?
Yeah.
Oh. They voted a dude prom queen?
Yes.
What the fuck they do that at?
I don't remember what state it was, but the boy was on the radio and everything. The boy was on the radio and everything, talking about how, you know, he was the first boy to ever be voted prom queen. I'm going to find the story, and I'll let you know about it, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to, society is trying to, you know, label homosexuality or, you know, transsexual activities as okay. You know, they want us to believe that it's okay.
So, I mean, so
in the end,
you don't feel like
that's
don't feel like that's pushing it on us?
I don't know more than heterosexuality is pushed on people. I just think that it comes down to...
Okay, wait.
So, how do you describe pushing on? Are you saying they're trying to make us feel... make us accept it. They're trying to make us see that it should be acceptable. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's what I just said. They're trying to make it acceptable. I don't think that it's pushing it on people who are not homosexual or have homosexual tendencies or questions or things like that. They just want us to believe that, you know, this gayness is okay. You know, that's why, you know, states continue to make gay marriage legal. I mean, it's just...
Me personally, I believe that they pushed it on us because the simple fact is this. You're not only are you doing this shit, you know, with shit like, okay, a first male home coming queen. You actually got... they even changing the comic book characters now. The Flash is going to be gay now. Him and Green Lantern.
What?
Yeah, they're gay. They're going to be gay now. The Flash is going to be gay, him and the Green Lantern. Now, I don't know if kids even look at comic books the way we used to. You know, because when I was growing up, comic books was a big thing to me. You know, I had my little 75 cents. Hey, I was off whether it was DC or Marvel. Hey, I'm going to the drugstore and get my comic book. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, you put in a comic book that the Flash is kissing another man. Now, I'm 8 years old. I'm impressionable. I mean, I'm sorry. I just think something's wrong with that. I mean, I'm not bashing gays. I'm not saying that. I mean, to be what you're going to be is what you're going to be. But now, that's just like the saying is that I was born this way. Me personally, I don't believe that. That's one thing I don't believe. I don't believe that you're born that way. I think it's an option. It's something, yeah. You know, I always said it was a self-inflicted wound. But I think I'm kind of wrong in saying that it's a self-inflicted wound because you got the right to be whatever you want to be. But I'm just not going to sit here and say, okay, you were born this way. Now, I don't think it was like, okay, I think that it's just bottom line, it's a choice. Bottom line, it's a choice. Now, I'm not knocking your choice if that's what you want to be, but I just think, you know, when you get older and, you know, and you feel like if you get older and that's how you feel once you are 18 or something like that, well, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to be. Okay, fine. But I'm not going to sit there and put it in your face and glorify it for you when you 6, 7, 8 years old. I just don't think that should happen.
I agree with you.
Hey, I give you a prime example, man. My ex-wife's son is gay. He's all out doing. No problems with, you know, motherfucker gay as hell.
What, you know what, not to cut you off, dog, but before I forget, and I mean, this, between me and you, Wick said that your ex stepson set him up. So I just had to put that out there. I just had to tell you that because I know I've been to forget it. I know I've been to forget it within the next hour.
Okay, I need a little more detail. My
ex-stepson
set him up.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I guess he's in North Dakota, too.
Well, I don't know shit about it. Like, this all that shit stemmed from that time when I went in the hospital, man, and all that bullshit got started. That he say, she say shit. So I know the female that he's talking about. You know, I know the female that he's talking about now that, since you brought up the stepson shit. I know exactly who you're talking about.
No, okay.
As far as,
okay.
You know, his bullshit, but anyway.
Right.
He's straight out the closet and all that bullshit. But my wife, she didn't know it at the time. You know what I mean? I'm like, he showcased a few feminine things. You know, he don't do the shit that dudes do. You know what I mean?
Right.
And when she found out, she said he turned gay because he was molested. And I guess he liked it. So now he's gay. I don't know if I buy that.
Well, now, with that being said, I do believe, if he was molested at an early age, the only sexual act he know is that. You know? And that was told to me because I had a family member that, and I couldn't, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out, okay, where did this come from? And it was told to me, okay, well, if this is the only sexual act he knows, then, yeah, he probably would lean towards it.
But my thing is, if you're going to be gay, be fucking gay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he took a girl to the prom, but he's gay. If that's what you want to do, do it to the fullest, goddammit.
Maybe he didn't know. I mean, maybe he was in
the... No, he knew, dog. I caught that motherfucker watching gay porno. He knew. I walk in the house, this motherfucker, it's two dudes fucking on a pool table. I'm like, what the fuck are you watching?
Well, my thing is, sometimes they're confused and they don't know which way they want to go.
Right. True that.
And so sometimes they will date girls because sometimes they feel like they need to see if that's what they want or not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the girl he took to prom was fine as hell, though. I ain't gonna lie. She was a cute ass little girl. She was pretty as hell. I'm like, you like girls. What the fuck?
Okay, but like I said, I do believe that in certain cases, like the way you said it, I mean, if that was the situation, then I could understand that, you know, and I mean, it took somebody to tell me that. It took somebody, because I was totally like, well, what the fuck is he, you know, what do you mean? But then, like they told me, if this is the only sexual act he knows, then, you know, I mean, this is what he's comfortable with. You know, I mean, that's just like if the only sexual act you ever known. I mean, it could happen to somebody once or, you know, and maybe they can shake it off. You know, well, that I knew that was wrong. I got done wrong. I can understand. But if this is just a constant, then this is all sexual. This is what you know. All right, I'm going to try this. Wick, what's happening?
We're going down, man.
I'm chilling.
Hey, I was going to comment on that, what y'all were just speaking about. I think maybe, you know, being a homosexual, they scared to let mugs know what they feel, man. Because back in the day, in society, people didn't take it. Nowadays, you know, it's open now, but back in the day, people didn't take that if you was homosexual. Remember when we was in school? We knew a person was gay, but you didn't know he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do that make a
little?
Do that?
Yeah, I mean, because my thing is this: that yeah, back when we were in school, yeah, you might have had an inkling that that person was gay, but no, he would never admit it. You know,
it wasn't as expected.
Yeah, but now they make, and I believe they make it a fad now. I believe they make it a fad that, you know, this is fashionable. This is cool. Like, okay, let me ask you, Janine, you're a bisexual woman, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, to see the young girl of today that you see walking around and, you know, they like, well, I'm bisexual. I mean, can you really look at them like, okay, you're bisexual, or you just experimenting?
Yeah, a lot of them aren't really doing it because they want to do it. A lot of them are doing it for a gay guy. I mean, they're not doing it because they enjoy the experience themselves. Which means they really not bi.
This is
just something that you're doing, you know, that you experiment with. Because if you could just stop doing it, then you weren't really into it in the first place.
Exactly.
Because if you could just all of a sudden stop doing it, then, I mean, that wasn't something you really wanted to do.
I mean, wait a minute, Tommy, you said, well, why do it? I'm telling you, in my opinion, they're doing it because they make it fashionable to do. This is the end thing.
Yeah.
This is what's hip. This is what's cool. This is what's happening.
Well, I tell you like this, dog. I'm old school. I'm glad I don't have a son. Because if that motherfucker came in the house with a halter top or a skirt on, talking about this is the fashion, I'm going to beat the black off his ass, man. I'm going to beat that shit out of him. I'm glad I don't have a son.
Okay,
I mean, no shit like that, man.
In all honesty, we could try, but I mean, okay. If this is a fad, but if it's not a fad, what can you do?
Okay, but now wait a minute, because, you know, gayness goes both ways, so your daughter could come in and say that, you know, she's a lesbian. Is that going to be more acceptable to you, or are you going to be black off of her too? And I'm not talking about your daughter. This is completely hypothetical. You know, I'm just asking.
No, I would use my daughter. If my daughter came in and told me she was gay, my first reaction would be, I go wrong. Because you wasn't raised like that. Where did I go wrong? What happened? What did I do wrong?
I don't think it's so much what you do wrong, but now you got to look at it like, you know what? If my daughter came to me and said, I'm gay or I'm bisexual, I would shrug it off. Like, oh, okay, I know you are, whatever. Because right now, like I said, it's not, I mean, it's so many women out here that holiday gay, and they will hug and do this and do that. But then, when it comes down to actually doing a sexual act, them motherfuckers is, they scared of the motherfucker. Oh, no, I'm not sucking no pussy. Oh, hell no.
You know?
Both my daughters
are bisexual.
I mean, but it's not like, is it a thing where they like, okay, they running around, they being flamboyant about it. I mean, that's just their preference.
Hold on a second, man. I ain't trying to cut you off, but I want to go back to what she just said. You said both of your daughters are bisexual, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now don't take this personally.
Mm-hmm.
But did you teach them that? Did they see you doing it? Is that why they flowed that way?
No, my daughters didn't know that I slept with women until, one of my daughters still don't know. My oldest daughter, me and her had a conversation about it maybe about a year ago. And neither one of them are aware, where they weren't aware growing up. I didn't do that stuff in front of them. Like I said, the stuff we did, we went to hotels and things like that. We snuck around and did stuff, you know. We knew what we were doing. You know what I'm saying? They didn't know. My thing was, growing up, like he's just talking about, it was the thing to do. You see what I'm saying? Girls did that. My youngest daughter told me that it was like rampant on the basketball team, because she was on the basketball team. And, you know, kids go through high school and they get pressured in doing stuff. And, I mean, if that's your first sexual encounter, you see what I'm saying? Hell, you're going to be aroused by it. I mean, that's just like, it's like any sexual encounter you have, you're going to be aroused by. But when I found out about it, I didn't go off the deep end or anything like that. I just told them, you know, I wouldn't consider yourself, you know, I would just tell you, don't consider your options. That's what I've always told them. Don't say you're just gay or you want to be a lesbian and things like that without experiencing a man. You see what I'm saying? Until they experience a man, you can't tell me that you're a lesbian. Now, if you've experienced a guy and that's something you've chosen to just no longer be with me anymore, so be it.
And I'm going to use myself for an example, because I don't consider myself to be bisexual. I have been with women before. I will be with a woman again. It's for me. You could call it experimental if that's what you choose to say, but the way I see it is, you know, I had a woman and I enjoyed it. Now, I would not make it a lifestyle and live my life with a woman. You know, the woman that I became involved with intimately would know that this is just sex. It's not love. It's not a relationship. This is just sex. You know, we can be friends. Like, we cooler than a motherfucker, and every now and again we mess around. But I'm not going to live my life as a lesbian. I just like pussy.
Well, I'm going to tell you right there, if you ever just feeling like, all right, you know, I've been with this woman and I'm getting a little tired, I'll just let you know.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
I'm just saying. I mean, I just feel like, all right, with these, and that's just, okay, y'all, let's sit down, let's call a spade a spade. It's a turn on. For me to see a woman kissing another woman is an ultimate turn on. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to say, it's all right. No, that shit gets your dick harder than anything. Now, with the society that we live in, to see two men doing it, you like, ooh, that ain't right. Ugh, what the fuck? You know, that's just like when you get up, like, and we've had this conversation before, and I think it was Sunshine that was like, okay, well, if you want me to be with a woman, you got to be with a man. Really? Do you really want your man to be that? I mean, do you really want to look at that man and be like, God damn, Jimmy, you suck dick better than I ever could. Really?
That ain't never going to make my pussy wet for him no more, ever.
Right. You really? I mean, like, damn. Did you sit, the way you took it up your ass, nigga, you just turned me
off.
Thank you. So it's like, come on, this is a society that we live in. It's like, you know, we're not going to, you know, it's just not going to happen that way. I mean, I'm sorry. If you got to have one motherfucking weird-ass fetish for a motherfucker to just be like, yeah, that's a turn-on.
I just wish people would learn the difference between, you know, sex and relationship. Because it's two different things. You know, you can, if you want to have sex, go have sex with whoever the fuck you want to. But I just don't think that, you know, cutting off the other gender and just only being with one, I think that's mistreating yourself. Shit, you pissing out.
Well, you call me sick.
As a woman who likes both, and I mean, I'm pretty sure Janine will agree, no matter how much you enjoy pussy, you ain't never giving up that dick. Ever.
No.
As long as I can be penetrated, I want to be penetrated.
Dog girl, I don't even know why you brought that up. You already know.
I know she agrees. It don't matter. She can have a face and some pussy right now. Let a dick come back.
You hold on 1 second now, baby. I'm finna go get this. I'm gonna let him hit me right quick.
Right. Hold
okay,
that position.
Now, all right. Now, this is my thing. Like the studs. You know, and I understand they go with the whole man thing, the sauna, and the women who enjoy the studs. Now, my thing, and I wish we can have one of them on right now. I don't know them per se that I can call, but it's just like, okay, you want this motherfucker to act like a man. You want him to put a strap on like a man, but you don't want to be with a man. I mean, what's the difference?
I don't get it. Because then, too, like, what I discovered about myself is I enjoy giving. I don't like receiving from a woman. I want to be the giver. So it's like, no, you're not going to put on a strap on and fuck me just because we're two women in the bedroom. No, that's not what's going to happen. And I don't necessarily want to put one on and fuck you either. This is just unnatural. I'm sticking you, but his titties hitting you in your face. That's just weird to me.
I mean, I've always just wondered that. I mean, it's like, you know, you're constantly like, well, you know, well, I don't like men. But you want her to strap on the dick and go to town on you.
I don't know. To me, you're basically, to me, I don't know. To me, that's not, I don't know.
I've never been in that type of relationship, so I guess I can't say that. It doesn't seem like a relationship to me. It's more like a friend. You know what I mean? Like you with your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? You hanging with your girl. I mean, yeah, y'all living and making a home together, but is it that you don't look at it? I don't know how they look at that. Is it that you don't look at it as a true, like a male-female relationship?
I don't get it at all, especially with the studs. I really am totally confused about that. Like, you know, you trying to have them big-ass motherfucking titties. You can't have them titties just because you got on oversized clothes. Them titties are still there.
Sure, they're okay, because I be seeing them motherfuckers. That dude got titties.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Wait a minute, man. I got a question now. Somebody sent me a message that said they wanted to ask a question about tonight. Well, on tonight's show.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, what's the difference between loving someone or being in love? And it's a part two to that. And I think Father Time, you can kind of attest to this one. And your thoughts and views on disciplining your mate's children who are not biologically yours.
I don't have a problem with it.
But now let me ask you, dog. Now let me ask you this. Would you, I mean, your daughter's grown now, but in her early years, would you ever had a problem with somebody disciplining her as far as, like, using, like, physical, like, in a physical type way?
You know, early on, I would have. But as I got older, I have to understand that, you know, if her mother's living with another guy, you know, my daughter still has to respect the rules. You know what
okay.
I mean? I mean, as long as he ain't punching her and, you know.
No. I meant your girlfriend or your woman or your wife. Could they discipline your child?
Oh, hell yeah. For sure. If she fuck up, tear her ass up.
Any backlash coming back from it? From the moms?
You know what? If it is, fuck her because she don't live in my house.
Okay.
You run your house the way you see fit. I run my house the way I see fit.
Okay, I understand that.
If she fuck up, if it rates an ass whooping, I don't have a problem with her getting an ass whooped by my wife. I don't. Now, her brother or somebody, I got a problem with. But if it's my wife, shit, why not? She still have to respect that woman. You know what I mean? Because if I let my daughter get away with it now, what's going to happen when she become a teenager? She really ain't going to respect her then. Because I'm always taking up for her. I'm always saying, no, you don't touch her and all that shit. My daughter going to be a goddamn fool when she turns 16, 17. You ain't going to be able to tell her shit. Then, hence, that creates problems with me and my wife now. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and I do believe that we've touched on this before. But, I mean, for the people that are listening, I know we got some new people that's listening. Ladies, I mean, how do you feel about it? Janine, I'll start with you.
You asking about the kids or the first question?
All of the above. All of the above.
Well, of course, you know, I really don't like to bring people around my kids anyway until I've gotten to know that person. So, I mean, if we've gotten to a point in our relationship where, you know, he needs to be disciplined and he did something, you know, toward him where he needs that, then I don't have a problem with him doing it. You know, more than likely, I've already checked you out, you know, and made sure that, you know, you're the type of person that I would allow to do stuff like that with my child. So it's not a problem for me. And in regards to being in love or just loving somebody, I feel like when you don't have to ask that question, you know that you ain't in love with that person.
Wait a minute, say that last part again. When you don't have to ask the question?
Yeah.
Okay, explain that to me,
please. When you're unsure about your love for somebody, then you're not in love. You will know, as a matter of fact, when you in love with somebody.
Okay.
There won't be a question about it. You'll just know.
Let me ask you this. I mean, okay, with you saying that, okay, let's just say, for instance, me and you, we're in a relationship. We're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we might not tell each other we love each other every day. We may
mm-hmm.
not. You
mm-hmm.
know, but, I mean, our actions, whatever, you know, it's like, okay, you know I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you feel like you got to be, do you feel like, and I know every woman wants to hear, like, I love you, and I know that. But, I mean, do you feel like, okay, you got to be compelled to say this, he needs to say this to you every day, or well, you don't ever tell me you love me, or you don't show me you love me every day. I mean, me personally, I know that I could be an asshole. I know that, you know, I can go days and not say I love you. But
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, if my actions and everything else, you don't even have to. I mean, that's just like if your actions, you do stuff to benefit me or help me out, you know, and I know that you're going above and beyond the call of duty, then I'm like, okay, you know, I don't need you to tell me you love me every day for me to know that you do.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and what I would say about that is some women don't need that every day. What happens is, you know how both, and it's not just men, it's women too, we get settled with the person that we with, right? And so what tends to happen, those actions that we used to do, we don't do them as often anymore. You know what I'm saying? So even though, yeah, you were at a point where y'all were loving each other, things like that. Now, all of a sudden, your actions of love have stopped. Not to say that you don't love the person anymore, but you're not showing it as much. So now, she may want to hear it a little bit more often. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. I'm feeling you.
I understand exactly what you said.
Huh?
I understood exactly what you were saying.
Uh-oh.
And I agree with what you just said.
Yeah. I mean, I know, and we all do it, you know. As women, we do it. It doesn't mean we love the, you know, the guy we with less. It's just that sometimes, I mean, we get to working too much. We get to, you know what I'm saying? And our actions, the things, some of the things that we used to do, we don't do them anymore or as much. And so, but for a woman, it's, I think it's a little bit more severe than it is for the man. I don't know. Some men, they need to see it too. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You got some men, well, you ain't showing me no love like you used to. When you used to. Shit, yo, man. Damn, motherfucker. No, but then my thing that a lot of times is like us as being, we equate love with, I'm guilty of it too. I mean, at times we've equated love with material. Well, damn, I do this, I do that. Damn, can't you tell I love you?
Mm-hmm.
We're guilty of that. I know men are more so guilty of that than women.
Yeah, because, I mean, it depends on the woman you with, too, because, you know, like me, it's not material things. I don't care about that type of stuff. That's not me. You know,
well,
I care about your actions and how I'm treated, the love that you show me, because that's what you can't get. You see what I'm saying? I can get material stuff myself. I need something from the person that I can't get from nobody else. That's how I look at things. Show me what you can do for me that nobody else can do.
Well, ain't that brand new Range Rover I just bought your ass good enough?
Well, you know, I mean,
it's about the emotion. I mean, we all like nice stuff and stuff like that. I'm not saying that. But, I mean, I like things different. I just like things done different. I'm not this typical woman. I don't ask for the certain things that other women might ask for.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, love, I think. Love, you can love somebody from a distance, you know. You can love somebody in a non-romantic way, you know, and care about what happens to them and things like that, but that doesn't have to be up close and personal. I think when you're in love, that's personal. You know, it's more in your face. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in love with this person, and, hell, just because I love somebody, like I love, you know, I might love a coworker. That don't mean I want that person in my personal space. I'm not in love with that person to where, you know, I'm not thinking about this person around the clock. I don't want to do intimate things with this person. I care about what happens to you, but, you know, you're not in my comfort zone like that, you know. And then, if you in love with somebody
Let me ask a question.
She's smoking that weed again, man. Because
she's
smoking that weed again, dog.
She's smoking that shit
again, dog. I'm telling you, it's either she's smoking that shit or she's watching Empire. One of them is like, Cookie a bad bitch. Yeah, I mean, what?
Oh, you didn't understand a word I just said. I'm not smoking nothing. Oh, my goodness. To love somebody,
I don't know. I didn't understand half of it.
You didn't understand. Okay. Oh, my
goodness. Hey, let me ask you a question, though. Do you think, well, not think, but me personally, I don't think you can do this, but does anybody think you can be in love, I'm talking about in love, with two different people? I don't think you can. Anybody else? What do y'all think?
You don't think a lot of shit about a lot of shit. So it's like, I mean,
I don't think you can be in love with two people at the same time. That's kind of hard.
Okay, yeah, let's just say it's hard, but let's not say it's you can't say it's impossible. I mean, it can be hard.
No, that's why I'm asking. Does anybody, have you ever been in love with two people at the same time?
I think everybody always say, okay, you fucking with this person, you don't love them, all right? If you love them, you this, that, and other. I don't think shit goes as easy as people. Everybody try to make shit just black and white all the time. Okay, it's a black and white scenario. No. Hey, not to sound cliche, but shit, it's 50 shades of gray out there. And I mean, just because, you know, and it's just like, I think, like, you can love somebody for one thing, and you can love somebody else for something totally different. But I don't think, I do believe that, you know, you're not going to just sit there and be like, okay, I can't do it. I mean, who said, I mean, I think that people, like, they get, like, biblical quotes up in their head to the point where it's like, oh, well, the Bible said that you can't do this, or the Bible said you can't do that. Emotions are emotions. You can't tell a person how they feel. That's just my opinion on it.
Okay, you know what? Okay. I agree with that. I don't really even want to say shit else, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to use myself as a perfect example because I have two people in my life. I'm not going to lie to y'all. So it's like, one person, I love them. I love them because, you know, we have a history. We have, you know, a lot of time invested into each other. But we're not physically romantic. You know what I'm saying? We don't do couple shit or none of that. You know, and then there's someone else that I am truly in love with that's like, this is a person who I would rather be with most of the time. This is a person that, you know what I'm saying, I want to do relationship-y shit with. So it's like I love one person, I'm in love with somebody else. So I can understand what Timer is saying, and I understand what Kaz is saying, too. You love them for different reasons. You know, but to me, that's the difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
But he's asking to be in love with two people at once, not just loving and caring about the person that you with, because we all have been in those situations. But to be truly in love with somebody, I don't believe you can truly be in love with two people.
Neither do I.
I agree with Father Time.
Oh,
because
shit.
Because if
I was gonna ask you.
I just don't agree. I mean, I understand the whole concept behind it. I mean, you with somebody, you care about them, and then there may be things about them that you love and stuff like that. But I don't believe when you're truly in love with somebody that you can truly be in love with the other person.
And I agree with you 100%.
I'm not trying to change the subject or anything, but brother man, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up?
When you set the time for the show, did you set it for an hour or an hour 30 minutes?
Oh, my God.
I set it for 90 minutes.
Well, according to this, it's been set for an hour because we can't get no more call-ins.
What? I set it for 90 minutes.
It don't
give you the option for an hour and a half. It gives you 90 minutes, 60 minutes.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that it's set in. Cause I got people texting me saying that they can't call in. I'm looking at the show, and the show is like, okay, as far as they go, the show is over. But you know, we're going over extra. So if we get cut off, it's strictly, it's not us. It's just the show, something happened somewhere down the line.
Well, it's only been, what, 45?
Wow.
It's only 10:15.
Wow.
Oh, or did y'all start it at, still started at 8:30 on the central time? Is it on the wrong time zone?
No, it should be central time.
No, it should be eastern time.
It's central time for me, but eastern time for y'all.
Yeah. I'm just saying, because if this season is over already, then that means 8:30 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said every single show for 90 minutes. I did.
I'm going to stick to my gun.
At it by 90 minutes. I'll put the shit on 90 minutes. I ain't crazy. Yesterday's went for 90 minutes.
No, today's not.
It's Black History Month, so blame the black guy.
Oh, goodness.
Man. What were we talking about? What?
Janine agreeing with me. That shit ain't happened in at least 4 years.
You know, if I felt like, I don't know, if I'm in a relationship with two people, you know, and I say if I'm feeling as if I'm truly in love with one, then I got to be lying to the other. You see what I'm saying? I have to be doing lying or making up something to the other person to try to spend all my time or try to do for the one that I'm truly in love with.
Yeah,
and
it's
going
to come to a point where you like one of them more, regardless.
Yeah, it's going to come to a point where
That's a gimme. You know, it's one of them that you're gonna enjoy being with more. I mean, okay, we all know that. You know.
Okay, but my thing is, but if you're hurting one, is that truly love? If you can sit there and hurt one of the people that you say you love, to me, that's not love.
Okay, now see, that's what we beg to differ at, because it's like you never. I mean, first of all, when people are always like, "Well, you hurting me," a lot of people don't even look at it as they're hurting you. It's like, okay, I mean, how many people can? God damn it, I'm getting text after text, like they're not letting me in the show. So I'm sorry, y'all. If I keep getting distracted.
Are you over there smoking that shit?
No, my thing is this. People go about things real fucked up. I will give that much. That people do go about things real fucked up. But, I mean, at the same time, it's like, if you feel like I love you, then, that's just like, if I feel like you honestly and truly love me, but you do some fucked up shit, or you may say some fucked up shit to me, I'm not going to think that you love me no less. Sometimes you just don't know what to say or how to say it.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you're with someone and they don't know the truth about you and the life that you live, you're living a lie. And that's how I look at it. So it's not real. The life that you have with someone that all you do is lie to them, to me, is not real. Because they don't even know who you truly are. They don't know all the stuff that you do behind their back. They don't know any of that. I'm not saying that you don't care or love for that person. You may feel like you're trying to protect that person from being hurt, but that person that's being lied to does not know you for who you truly are. So how can that be true love? That's how I look at it.
I mean, I understand the way you look at it, but I don't think everybody look at it that way. Because, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say, okay, if... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Did we lose Father Time?
That's what I'm saying. This shit is going fucking haywire. I don't fucking believe it. Okay. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm getting like all these messages right behind each other. constantly telling me that, I mean, I'm actually like the buy rates right now, so it's just like it's getting really frustrating right now. I don't even know what the fuck I was just saying. Really, I mean, god damn.
What will happen if you go to a phone? You think it'll cut you off?
You say what now?
I said, what would happen if you go to a phone? See if you can get the shit together.
No, it's not letting me go to, I mean, as far, the show's for to cut off within the next 5 to 10 minutes because it wasn't set right. It was totally set wrong, and I don't know. So, you know what?
Just breathe.
I just think that, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Let me ask Liquor Store, since she was saying you were in that situation, and I know you said you love and care about the person you're with because y'all have history together and things like that. But in order to be with that other person that you say you're in love with, have you not had to lie or sneak and do whatever you needed to do?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have. And that's what I'm saying, like, you know, there's not a lot of, like, that thriving passion that was once there, you know, that's gone, you know. But, and now it's just a matter of, okay, you know, there's shit that needs to be done. So I'm going to do that.
I mean, maybe I just think fucked up, but I'm like, the person that you with, you, because if you saying you truly love both people,
no,
that person,
see,
the
said,
person that's being, well, not you per se, I'm just saying, for people who feel that way, I mean, you've taken away that person's ability to say it's true love because they don't even really truly know who you are.
I feel what you're saying completely. And that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, and you're right.
I mean, because I'm not just looking at it from my point of view. You see what I'm saying? I'm also looking at it from that other person's point of view.
Right.
As
like that.
Who's also involved in this whole relationship. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody is not getting something. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, now my question is this. Okay, if you know that I love you, okay, let me just say this. If you know that I love you and you know that he loves me, I understand the situation, but he loves me, and I know he loves me. I mean, are you really caring about the other person?
Other person on the other end?
Yeah, why should you care?
No, I'm not saying I care. I'm saying the person that's in the middle. So if I'm with a guy who's with two people, okay, he's with me and he's with somebody else, I'm not saying I care about the other person. What I'm saying is I don't feel like that guy can be truly in love with both people. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I just don't believe that.
Okay,
see,
so, I mean,
it's 24 hours in every day. It's 7 days in every week. And you with one of them people, you know, chances are. more than you're with the other person for whatever reason. So it's like one person is not getting your all. Or, you know, is that what you, you know what I mean?
Maybe you don't get every hour on the hour that the other person get, but maybe you get more of the, you know, the caring, the attention, the feelings. I mean, so if you're getting more of that than what the other person gets, why do you care about what the other person gets?
But that's what I'm not caring about what the other person gets.
I think you want me to care about, okay, like say for instance, you have a woman and then you got somebody on the side. I think you thinking that the side person should care about your woman, and that's not what she's saying. She's saying that
that ain't what I'm thinking.
Because your question was, why should you care about what the other person is getting?
My point exactly. That's not what I'm saying.
And I'm not saying that they should. If that's the relationship they chose to be in, I'm not saying that they should. One of those relationships is not true love.
My thing is this. If it's not you, then why care about the other one? If you know that you got love going, true love going, why care about what the other one's worried? Why even worry about the other one?
This is a topic that we said that he started. I'm not saying I care about the other one. If I felt it wasn't me, I would say that it's not true love between me and that person. Like say he was giving the other person. Say I'm the sad person. And he was giving the other person more love, the caring and all that to that person. Then with me, it wouldn't be true love.
I guess.
That's what I'm saying. It don't matter which person it is. I can't say I truly love somebody if I don't know who you are. If all I get is lies from the person that I'm with, then I don't know you. I can't say I truly love you because I don't know who you are.
Really?
And that's exactly how I feel. I don't know who you are as a person. I don't know what you're capable of.
I'm the same motherfucker that you've been around. So how you not know who I am?
Not if you lie to me, because everything you tell me is a lie. It's not true.
Here we go with these lies.
If it's a lie, it's not real.
Okay.
The whole relationship is not real, and that's how I feel.
Okay.
That's just how I feel. The relationship ain't real if all you do is lie.
I guess Father Time hung up, so you taking his place. Y'all motherfuckers killing me with this shit. Like, y'all not understanding nothing.
I do understand exactly what you're saying. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, you don't understand what I'm saying either.
I mean, I just, like I said,
getting lies from somebody, how do I know who you are if all you do is lie?
I mean, I get the concept of that, what you said. I understand that much. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you love one person and you're in love with the other one. It's like, you know, you care about something about this person. Otherwise, you would just let them go completely, you know. But
okay, so if everything about me is not real, so say say you meet somebody, okay, and you know how people put on that act at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? They put on that act or whatever. They might not really be like that, but it takes you a few, you know, maybe 6 months, a year before you truly get to know who that person is, right?
Okay.
Sometimes it takes before you even live with somebody to know, but it takes time for you to get to know that person. So say
Now you enter this relationship. It's been 2 years. Okay. Say this person told you they were bisexual, they like women. Say this person, hell, told you they eat spicy foods and they, you know, they did everything you wanted them to do. They were being exactly who you wanted them to be. But what if that person wasn't really like that? What if that person was completely opposite, but they were only doing it to be with you? Can you truly say when you find out all of a sudden they just flip on you and they just change everything about themselves and you find out who they truly are, can you really say that you truly love them?
Well, hell, it sounds like they loved you, that they was willing to try to go with everything that you was going with.
Well, now they're not anymore. So are you going to feel different?
That means you done probably didn't ran it into the ground, and now they tied.
I'm not talking about them. I'm saying you as the person who now you with somebody who's completely, totally different.
I'm not under. Okay, Tama. All right, Tama. He hung up and you done took over.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as I understand, that's all that matters.
I just say, on the one hand, like I said, it's shit that needs to be done over here. So I'm taking care of that because I do care about what happens, you know, to you. I care about what happens between us. It's like, you know, it don't have to be ugly just because it's over, you know. And then on the other hand, that's the person who, shit, if I could trade places and be completely happy, that's who I would want that life with. You know what I mean? So that's the one I'm in love with. So there's the difference. And so I guess my answer is I agree with Tommy. You cannot be in love with two people. So somebody is going to catch a short somewhere, you know, and one person is going to get more of your time, more of your tenderness, more of your thoughts, more of your this, that, and the other than the other person does. That's when it stops being in love and you just care about a motherfucker.
Well, I really care that my show ain't going the way I want it to go.
Well, we're sorry we can't help you with that.
Sarcasm is not good right about now.
I wasn't being sarcastic. No, I was really saying I'm sorry we can't help you with it.
How the hell does the show end like that? Okay, you know what? I already see the light blinking. They about to cut us off. So this is... I'm going to have to get with my producers, and we're going to have to do something totally fucking different.
All right.
This is, and you stop with that, all right. Today is not a good day for that. All right. That ain't a good day for that. This ain't a good day for that. This done pissed me off. Okay, all right, Zadine, we got any last words before we get out of here? Because we didn't went, according to them, we didn't went well 30 minutes over.
Well, it was good talking with everybody. Sorry the show didn't go as planned, but I will definitely be here next week.
All right, look at stuff.
Interesting. I had fun. I'll be here next week, too.
All right. And look, sorry. I mean, I know if anybody gets a chance to listen to the show, sorry about the whatever technical difficulties we have. And hopefully next week we have it straightened out. And, oh, my God. You know what? Next week, y'all, Sin City Radio. All right.